It's official. The Supreme Electoral Tribunal in Honduras has declared Juan Orlando Hernandez of the ruling National Party the winner of last month's presidential election. He won with 36.9% of the vote. Xiomara Castro of the Libre Party was second with 28.8%. A former president of Congress, Hernandez starts his four-year term as president of the country on January the 27th. However, Xiomara Castro, who's the wife of Manuel Zelaya, the deposed president in a 2009 coup, doesn't accept the result of this election. She and her husband are claiming widespread fraud and demanding the whole thing must be scrapped. The Organization of American States, the OAS, is urging Honduras to rally behind the winner, but divisions run deep in the Western Hemisphere's second poorest nation, which has the highest murder rate in the world, largely due to organized crime syndicates. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.